Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 62 together. We're going to read it twice. The first time we read it is going to be from the Good News Translation and the second time from the New King James Version. So join with me and let's read Psalm 62. This is a Psalm of David. I wait patiently for God to save me. I depend on him alone. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack someone who is no stronger than a broken down fence? You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in lies. You speak words of blessing, but in your heart you curse him. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Human beings are like a puff of breath. Great and small alike are worthless. Put them on the scales and they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't put your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once I have heard God say that power belongs to him and that his love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to their deeds. And now we read again, but from the New King James Version. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. So this is Psalm 62, and I just think it's such a beautiful psalm. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. In the previous psalm, the psalmist was writing how it doesn't make sense to hope in people because people's help is in vain, it's worthless. And we come now into Psalm 62, away from the previous psalm which spoke about battles, into a place where our soul is silent. But what does it mean for our soul to be silent? Well, our soul is the emotional part of us, the internal part of us. It doesn't mean that we stop feeling, when we're with God. But we get to a place where our soul knows that worrying and being anxious and all of these things are in vain, because from God will come our salvation. I'm reading this as a calm silence, a waiting for God, trusting that he will come, that he will bring salvation, that whatever situation we are in, God is our defender. The psalmist goes on to say, "How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you." And it talks about the nature of people, that we attack one another, that we lie to one another, that we say good things one way, but inwardly, we don't mean it. I remember having a conversation with someone, and it's probably an expression you've heard before, but they use the expression, God doesn't tell you to like everybody, he tells you to love them. But I find this a really difficult teaching, or a really difficult thing to say, because I don't see that in the Bible at all. Because if we just bless with our mouth, we say, well, I love you, but actually inside we go, oh, but I don't like you at all. I can't stand being near you. I don't like the way that you walk or talk or whatever it is. Well, we're just like the people in this psalm. If we say we're loving someone, but we're not making any effort to like them, God sees our hearts. We're not fooling ourselves, and we're certainly not fooling God. And so the psalmist encourages their soul again. My soul waits silently for God alone. He only, and I love that phrase, he only. There's a song I've been listening to at the moment, and the lyrics go, I want you and you only. And it's a Christian song. It's by a band called, I think it's pronounced Body or Bodhi. It might be a person. I really can't tell. It just says Bodhi. But yeah, the lyrics go, I just want something holy, only you and you only. And this only you, there is no alternative to God. The other day when I was cooking, I needed an alternative recipe. There's no alternative recipe for the salvation God brings. There's no alternative recipe to the joy, the strength that God brings. So trust in him at all times, you people. I also love this verse, pour out your heart before him. A few times in these psalm recordings, I've said that it's good to tell God what's on our heart, whether we're joyful or we feel abandoned. We need to pour out our hearts and our souls before God. And here we're told to do just that. When we keep things to ourselves and try and fight on our own, we fail. But when we pour our heart out to God, we make room for his spirit to move. We pour out our hearts to God, our refuge. We then get from verse 9 onwards a very ecclesiastical sort of poetry. And what do I mean by that? Well, the book of Ecclesiastes you might be familiar with. It's one of the wisdom books. It's you got the book of Psalms, then you got the book of Proverbs and the book of Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs as well. And the book of Ecclesiastes is famous for saying, meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Well, I heard a teaching recently that said a better translation for meaningless is breath, breath. Everything is breath. And it follows the pattern of the book, that there's one generation and then another one and another one, and one comes and one goes. Just like our breath. And we get that same expression here. Human beings are all like a puff of breath. Whether rich or poor, our time on this earth is short. What do people trust in? They trust in violence and robbery, oppression. We get rich and we start to think that we're amazing and that we're going to live forever and we're going to build statues that will last. Don't be fooled. God is the only one who lasts forever. And if we want to last forever, we need to be with him. Not with our riches, not with the things we vainly hope in, the things which are just breath and temporarily fade away. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. If we think we're powerful, stop, for God is powerful. If we think we are merciful, well, the mercy of God is immense. If we think we're going to get away with things, God knows our hearts. If we think others are getting away with sin, God knows them too. So please, I encourage you this day, pour out your heart before him. This has been Psalm 62. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.